through the angelic stage. In a broad and also in India, there are lots of memorials of an angels, because we Baba children serve the humanity in confluence age of every cycle. That is why till now we find the memorial of angels. Now, if we really would like to do service through our angelic form, first of all, we must experience our angelic form by our own self. We must develop our angelic stage. And for developing an angelic stage, we need to work sincerely on 5 aspects. First aspect, for developing our angelic stage, angelic world must be clearly in front of our eyes. How is really angelic world? We must have clear understanding of that. We must go there and we must use that angelic world for experiencing angelic stage. In 1991, I asked question to Gulzar Dadiji, could you please tell me regarding angelic world? Dadi has said, beyond these 5 elements, there is a region called subtle region, where everywhere there is a snow white, bright, divine light always. For example, if full moon is in the sky, the moonlight is spreading throughout the world globe. In this same way, in that world, there is always snow white, bright, divine light, like the light of thousands and thousand full moons. And the language of angels is through the signal of the eyes and through the lips, through the movement of the lips. they are having communication. And all the activities are going on in such a religion on the basis of thought power. Whenever Baba wants to create any scene there, instantly by thought power, Baba can emerge that scene there and can give the experience to trans messenger sister and can give the message for the children. I mean to say, the image of subtle region must be very clear in front of us. We must go there, we must use that as long as we can. Second aspect. For experiencing angelic stage, there must be the light of soul consciousness in this bodily house constantly. Then only we could experience this house as a light house. In Madhuban, when Brahma Baba was moving around, everybody was getting the vision of Baba's angelic form. Because in Baba's bodily house, the light of soul consciousness was always there on. That is why we must have the constant experience of soul conscious stage while being in this bodily house. When we are practicing this, after a while, we can experience this house as a might house. Lighthouse and might house stage. We must keep on increasing the depth of soul consciousness. Gradually and gradually. Third aspect. If we would like to develop this angelic stage, we must always experience double light stage while performing actions. We must experience double light stage. One light, the light of soul consciousness, and second light means lightness. We must not allow any sort of burden or heaviness on our mind and intellect. And when we are experiencing double light stage, we experience flying stage. Angels are always flying. And for experiencing double light stage, we must consider ourselves, I am just instrument. Baba is using me as his instrument. I am not doing anything. He is just using me. And secondly, we must put the burden of our responsibilities on Baba's shoulder, Brahma Baba's shoulder. And we must experience always double light stage. Once I asked questions to Prakash Mani Dadiji, because I stay in Madhuban with Dadiji more or less 25 years. And I was always observing her. And I was getting lots of inspirations from her. Once I asked Dadiji, Dadiji, you are carrying such a big responsibility of this yajna. But you are always remain light. What is the secret of your ever lightness? Could you please share with me? She said that I am always thinking I am an instrument. Secondly, I am always experiencing on one shoulder Shiva Baba and on another shoulder Brahma Baba. And I am receiving sakas from them. And because of having support of these powerful forces, I am always experiencing lightness. And for experiencing ever lightness, the lesson of nothing new must be very practical in our life. When any sort of problem is coming, we experience tense, we experience heaviness in our life. But we must think nothing new. This problem in every cycle was in front of me, and I solved that problem easily with the help of Baba. That is why I must be light. And fourth aspect for experiencing angelic stage is we must experience complete freedom in this confluence age. There must not be any sort of subtle bondage in my life. And two type of the bondage always trying to bind the soul. First bondage, attractions towards the physical being. Second bondage, attractions towards the physical things. We must experience complete freedom from these two bondages. If we have attractions or attachment towards the physical being, we must experience that particular relationship with Baba in such a region. Then automatically our intellect is getting detached from the physical beings and getting attached with Baba. That is why Baba used to say in Murli, "Oh my sweet children, experience all relationship with me." We must transform our true heartly love towards Baba. And if we have attractions or pulling towards the physical things, we must think that I am on return journey. I play my role on this unlimited world drama stage. I enjoy my play, I enjoy my role. And now this is the time of returning home. When we are having this type of the realization, then automatically we experience detached from the physical things also. Because we may have some accounts with the souls of past birth, but when we are getting the realization that I am having some attractions or attachment towards somebody, particularly we must experience that relationship with Baba in such a religion through subtle form. And fifth aspect for experiencing angelic stage is we must immerse our perfect angelic form in front of us. How is really our perfect angelic form? The shape of that perfect angelic form is very similar with the shape of this physical body. And that perfect angelic form is full with the three things. Full with godly intoxication, full with godly virtues, and full with godly powers. And our perfect angelic form is having wonderful crown of purity also. And our intellect is always remain connected with Baba. In this way, we must immerse our perfect angelic form in front of us. And we must compare our present stage with that perfect stage. If we have some problem in our efforts, for example, I may have lots of impure thoughts in my mind, I work hard for that, for getting free from that impure thoughts, but I must not dishearten. You just think that in my perfect angelic form, I attain perfect stage of purity every cycle. You just invoke that power of purity in yourself. Then automatically you can get free from that samskara of impurity and you can develop purity very easily. This is a method for transforming our old samskaras in new samskaras. After getting understanding of this five aspect, if we really would like to develop your angelic stage, you must keep on practicing three type of the experiments throughout the day, time to time. First experiment. I, the soul, have this physical body and I am walking on this physical land. Your experience would be very ordinary. Change your consciousness. Maintain elevated consciousness. Then experience, I, the soul, have the body of divine light and I am walking on the land of divine light. You would experience yourself very light. you can experience your angelic stage very easily. And whoever would look at you also can experience, oh, he is like an angel. Sometimes change your consciousness and practice third experiment. I, the soul, have body of cotton and I am walking on the land of cotton. You would be very light. Your experience would be very light. On 18 January, if you would observe here, you can experience the world of angels descends already on the land of Madhuban. Madhuban is like a land of angels. Everywhere the angels are moving around here. But because everybody is getting lost in Baba's love, everybody is following introvertness, and everybody is experiencing lightness. That is why you can experience Madhuban is not anymore Madhuban, but Madhuban is just like a subtle world, subtle region, world of angels. This is a matter of maintaining elevated consciousness while performing action. Action may be ordinary, but my stage must be extraordinary. Because when we are maintaining elevated consciousness while performing ordinary action, automatically our stage is reflecting on the person's consciousness who is looking at us. That is why we must maintain elevated consciousness while performing action. When you are going for Laukik job or Baba's task, you just think that I, the angel, is going for performing that task. Baba is sending me for performing that task. Angels have special two qualities. Angels means experiencing all the relationship with God only. And second quality, angel means detached from this old world. Always being in subtle region, in subtle form. And experiencing relationship with Baba. Angel means not in jail of Maya anymore. Experiencing complete freedom. Now, after experiencing our own angelic stage, if we really would like to do service through our angelic stage, there are different ways of doing service through our angelic stage. First way of doing service through angelic stage is While performing actions, we must experience ourselves as an angel. I, the soul, have the body of divine light. And whoever is coming in front of me, I must see his angelic form also. This is also an angel. Maintain such type of the elevated attitude and have the communication with that person. But first of all, I would like to explain very clearly one thing. Doing service through the angelic form means, on one hand, maintaining link with the source of power, Baba, Shiv Baba. Maintaining connection with Baba on one hand, receiving treasures of peace and powers from Baba, and donating that treasures to the souls on the other hand. Baba has said that without spending a penny, I would like to make you king or king of king. How that can be possible? Just get busy in this spiritual business. Keep on receiving treasures from me on one hand and keep on donating that treasures on the other hand. And the quality of donation is the quality of king. As much we are donating the treasures to the unlimited souls, this is the quality of king or king of king. That is why when we are in the field of action, we must maintain link with Baba, experience your angelic form, and whoever is coming in front of you, experience his also angelic form, and through the words, through the vibrations, and through the action, do the service of that soul also. Your aura would be active. Wherever you would go, you keep on spreading pure vibrations, powerful vibration, and others, surrounding people also can experience that pure vibration. Second way of doing service through the angelic stage is, if you really would like to donate power or peace to a particular person or to a certain group, immerse that person or that group of the person in angelic world, in angelic form. The light of the body of non-BK would be dull because they are not maintaining purity, that's why the light of their angelic form would be dull. But the light of BK would be bright because of maintaining purity in their life. You can immerse them in right hand angle and you just experience Shiv Baba in Brahma Baba's medium is there. I am receiving light and might from Baba on myself and I am just reflecting that light and might towards that person or towards that group. In this way, you can do service. through your angelic form. In angelic world, you should experience, you should emerge your angelic form in front of others, and then keep on receiving vibrations of purity and peace, and just reflect that vibrations toward that person. Once I heard that when Brother Vishwa Kishore was sick in Bombay, he was having some sickness, and one day Brahma Baba emerged him in subtle world, in subtle form, and Brahma Baba was receiving power from Shiv Baba and was donating to that soul, to that person. And because of that, he was experiencing comfort, some relaxation. In the same way, if we really would like to help somebody, if we would like to donate peace and powers to somebody or to certain group, we can donate that through this way. Third way of doing service to the angelic form is, if in this world somewhere is critical, some really big problem, big earthquake or big tsunami or some natural calamities, and that evidence lots of souls suffer, in this situation, you just emerge your angelic form and then fly on that particular area on the world globe, receive light and might from Baba, and radiate that light and might to that area, to that souls. In 1985, there was a huge earthquake in Mexico. And in that earthquake, lots of souls, they left body. And in those days, here in Madhuban, Mohini Benji was offering bhog to Baba. And Baba has shown a one scene. On one mountain, there is a group of BK brothers and sisters. And on the other mountain, there was a group of the people, those who suffered in that earthquake. They were peaceless. They were suffering badly. They were asking for peace and power, peace and power. And that is why Baba has said that not for yourself, but for the help of this untimely death people, develop your stage of yoga, become powerful, and donate peace and powers to such type of these souls. And the number of untimely death people would increase more and more in future. That is why we can do service through our angelic form of such type of the people, such people, and we can receive lots of the blessings from the souls. In confluence is, our true income is the income of blessings. We must keep on busy in this unlimited service, and we must keep on receiving blessing, more and more blessings from the people. In India, there is a saying that at the time of evening time, the deities are flying around the world. And they are spreading the peace and powers and helping the souls. why this memorial is there. Because we Baba children, those are going to become a deity, they are doing such type of this service, such type of the important time when there is a World Meditation Day. On that day we are experiencing World Benefactor stage. We are receiving peace from Baba, ocean of peace Baba on one hand, and we are spreading that vibrations of peace on the entire world globe. And many souls are receiving peace and powers, and in return they are giving lots of blessings. Because this type of this service will increase lot in future. There would be need of such type of the unlimited service. Our senior dadis, when they are doing service through their angelic form or through their mind, they are getting success positively. But when we are doing service through our angelic form or through our mind, we are having some type of the doubt in our mind. We may get success or we may not get success in this service. That doubt we are having in our mind. Why? Because the tool of doing service so the angelic form is not so powerful. That is why we are having that type of the doubt in our mind. But we must think, our seniors, brothers and sisters, they are getting success positively in this service. How they achieve this tool of doing service to the mind? First of all, in yajna, they have done lots of service through the action. And they receive lots of blessings from many souls. And that is why there was a power in their words. And they have done lots of service through the words of many souls. And they receive lots of blessings from many souls. And by the result of that, their mind is really become powerful. And now they are able to do service of unlimited people at once. That is why we must experience our perfect angelic stage very clearly. In this month, December or January month, very easily you can experience angelic stage on this elevated land of Madhuban. You should just pay more little attention. You can develop easily your angelic stage. You just experience while moving around, you just feel that I, the soul, is having the body of divine light. And I am having direct connection with the source, Baba. While moving around here and there, you just think that I am spreading the vibrations of light and might around me. Then automatically you can transform this practice to your workplace, wherever you would go, you can maintain that elevated stage easily. But you should develop that stage here in Madhuban. Because when you are coming in Madhuban, Baba, that is Baba's responsibility to give you very special experiences. Experience of angelic stage, experience of seed stage, experience of volcanic yoga stage, you can get easily here on this elevated land. Now, let us have the experience of powerful yoga stage, experience of angelic stage. Can we have that experience now? Okay. Now sit upright. Just be alert and active. Om Shanti. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly in the center of my forehead that I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I am a living star. I am a wonderful star. I am a radiant star, radiating divine light all around me. Experiencing wonderful aura, surrounding me. How fortunate am I am visualizing very clearly and experiencing my true form, my real form, my incorporeal form, that is a point of divine light. I am a pure light. Spreading the light of purity. Experiencing wonderful crown of purity. Thank you. experiencing blissful state. My true existence in this world is just a tiny and shining point of divine light. I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upwards towards the soul world, flying beyond this world globe. Flying far, far beyond the sun and moon and stars. I arrived at a subtle region, angelic world. How beautiful is this angelic world? It is a world of infinite, snow white, bright, divine light. I, the soul, adopt the dress of an angel. How beautiful is this dress? How light is this dress? The emperor of an angels, sweet Brahma Baba, is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My sweetest father, Shivaba, is also present in him. Bab Dada is giving me love-filled drishti. I, the angel, is receiving powerful drishti of Bab Dada. Now I, the angel, has direct connection with you, Baba, in soul world. And I, the angel, is flying on world globe. I am receiving fountain of knowledge, you Baba. And radiating that light and might from on world glow, an unlimited souls. Many souls are receiving light and might through me. I, the angel, is flying around the world and spreading the vibrations of peace and powers on world glow. How beautiful experience is this? Now I, the soul, is leaving the dress of an angel and flying towards the soul world. I arrived at a soul world. How beautiful is this soul world? It is a world of infinite golden ray, divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. Oh, incredibly beautiful form of Shiva. Baba is in front of me. I, the soul, is visualizing beautiful form of Shiva. Baba becomes the light of my eyes. I am receiving the shower of powerful rays from Sun of Knowledge, Baba, on me. I, the soul, is receiving tremendous power from the source, Baba. I, the soul, is experiencing spiritual sunbath. Enjoying Baba's wonderful company. Baba is my best companion. The soul is returning from soul world towards the corporeal world and entering physical body, sitting in the center of my forehead. I am Master Almighty Soul, radiating the waves of power.